This is Focus West Michigan for Thursday, March 12, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. Two Grand Rapids immigrant advocate organizations protested during Thursday's Kent County Commission meeting, forcing it into early recess. WGVU's David Limbaugh tells us what their demands are.
If you do not step down from the podium, you will be escorted out of the room by sheriff deputies.
Members of Movimiento Cosecha and GR Rapid Response to ICE attended Kent County's latest commissioners' board meeting. The groups continue to demand the county adopt six sanctuary policies, including restricting the ability of state and local police to make arrests for federal immigration violations or to detain individuals on civil immigration warrants. Jeff Smith is with GR Rapid Response to ICE.
We've seen ICE activity increase. We're getting increased number of calls from immigrants who are being threatened by ICE.
The groups also want policies preventing immigration detention centers from being established in Kent County, including the use of the Kent County Jail as a detention facility.
There's nothing really prohibiting you all from adopting these policies, even though we've heard over and over again that you can't because you don't mess with federal immigration policies. Well, the sanctuary policies that we're asking you to adopt are public safety policies.
County Administrator Al Vanderberg has stated the Board of Commissioners does not have the legal authority to establish or implement immigration policies. The commission meeting went into recess while protesters were removed from the chambers, then resumed without incident. I'm David Limbaugh.
Health experts say measles is one of the world's most contagious diseases. As WGVU's Dee Morrison reports, they are warning spring break travelers of the growing outbreak dangers.
Health officials warn of a resurgence in measles, a disease declared eliminated in the United States in 2000, but now seeing its highest case count in more than 30 years, with over 2,000 cases reported in 2025. Kent County reported its first case since 2013.
We had four here in Kent County last year. It's a concern that we're going to see measles come back on a regular and consistent basis.
Kent County Health Officer Dr. Adam London notes health experts blame the national vaccination rate, declining to roughly 92%. That's below the 95% required for herd immunity. Dr. London's concerns are elevated cases in popular spring break destinations.
We are seeing right now some pretty high levels in places like South Carolina, which has the highest number of cases so far this year with over 600 cases that have been diagnosed. Florida is also a higher number right now, along with Texas.
London advises checking Centers for Disease Control and Prevention travel notices to avoid areas with an active outbreak and getting current on vaccines.
It's very effective. One dose provides up to 93% protection against the measles infection. The recommended two doses gets a person to 97%.
I'm Dee Morrison.
Modest growth has returned to the West and Southwest Michigan manufacturing economies. WGVU's Patrick Center shares the data from the February Supply Chain Management Research Survey.
After 3 months of underwhelming output, West Michigan's economy is rebounding.
Our statistics from our February survey have fortunately returned to modest growth.
That's Brian G. Long, Director of Supply Chain Management Research in the Seidman College of Business at Grand Valley State University. He says one reason for improved conditions is the Supreme Court's ruling striking down President Trump's power to levy tariffs.
It has resulted in some of the tariff confusion and cost restraints being lifted, at least for now.
Automotive sales are also boosting the regional economy.
So we can hope our local auto parts suppliers will continue to pick up some new contracts. Now, many people will soon receive a larger-than-expected tax refund check, and there's some optimism for March and April auto sales that the big refund might be used for a down payment on a new vehicle.
February respondents also view the short-term business outlook as improving over the next 3 to 6 months. I'm Patrick Center.
The latest survey from AAA shows 1 in 4 Michiganders are planning to take a spring break vacation. WGVU's Jennifer Moss shares their tips to navigate fuel prices and a partial government shutdown.
The latest survey from AAA shows Michigan residents have strong travel intent for 2026, with Michiganders planning more vacations this year than last. 1 in 4 Michigan residents, or 26%, reported plans to travel for spring break. This even with gas prices rising. Michigan's average price rose 62% over the past 9 days, roughly $10 more for a full tank of gas. Adrienne Woodland, spokesperson for AAA, says, quote, "The recent gas price hike comes after most people had already finalized their spring break travel plans, so it is unlikely that they will cancel their trips." Adding, "What we typically see is that travelers rebalance their budgets. Many choose to spend a little less on dining out or shopping so they can keep their itinerary intact," end quote. Tips to navigate include comparing fuel prices and making sure your car is road ready. And for those flying, the partial government shutdown can create pressure points across the systems. Travelers may encounter longer lines at security. To reduce stress at the airport, experts advise aiming for nonstop flights when possible, getting to the airport earlier than usual, and enroll in TSA PreCheck to get through security faster. I'm Jennifer Moss.
Wednesday, Grand Rapids Parks and Recreation Department sought community feedback on its Southside Creekways project. WGVU's David Limbaugh attended the public gathering at the MLK Park Community Center.
We've developed a lot of initial ideas for different routes and options for where some of the potential trails could go.
Oliver Kiley is senior principal and landscape architect for Smith Group, lead consultant on Grand Rapids Southside Creekways project. The city's Parks and Recreation Department is reimagining the Silver Creek and Plaster Creek corridors as a connected trail and greenway system, enhancing recreation, mobility, and quality of life for residents and businesses across southeast Grand Rapids.
We've started to put together different strategies for economic development, economic opportunities, and other strategies that could go along with those trails.
Project planning began last year, but the idea for connecting parts of the city's southeast side goes back a decade. While the Plaster Creek Trail is in place, there are significant gaps in the trail system. No trail currently exists along the Silver Creek corridor.
They're going to be working on some kind of near-term projects that actually start to build on the ideas that are being explored in this planning process.
You can learn more about the project and leave feedback online at publicinput.com/Southside Creekways. I'm David Limbaugh.
As hundreds of thousands of birds begin their spring migration through Michigan, conservation advocates flocked to Lansing on Wednesday, urging legislators to prioritize wetland habitat protection. WGVU's Dee Morrison has more.
We've lost over half of our wetlands, and we have a steep bird decline happening here.
Marnie Urso is Senior Policy Director for Audubon Great Lakes.
We are here to talk about policies that can help protect and restore habitats and make sure that we have a sustainable future.
Urso led the Advocacy Day discussion at the state capitol.
It's budget time, so we're going to be asking for support for robust funding for wetland restoration.
Audubon is also dedicated to long-term actions addressing climate change.
Things like community energy policy that helps us reduce energy costs, increase reliability, and expand access to renewable energy.
Audubon is requesting the state raise hunting and fishing license fees funding conservation, which haven't increased over the past decade. Urso says supporting birds supports the whole state.
You know, birds are an indicator species. They're telling us there's something that we need to pay attention to. So we have an opportunity to increase funding for conservation, and that's going to help things like reducing flooding in communities by restoring wetlands and increasing habitat, increasing quality of life for communities across the state.
I'm Dee Morrison.
Coming up soon, WGVU's Scott Vanderwerf has a profile of the new jazz album, Our Community Will Not Be Erased. But first, news from around the state. Bills to relieve the impact of medical debt moved out of the Michigan Senate on Wednesday. Colin Jackson has more.
The bills would discount medical debt for low-income hospital patients, prevent that debt from showing up on credit reports, and cap interest rates and late fees on medical bills. The bipartisan package is now heading to the House of Representatives, where Republican Speaker Matt Hall says he likes the issue, but he's also looking for price transparency and hospital oversight policies.
It's incomplete, and we want to see these other things go into place, too.
In the Senate, Democratic package co-sponsor Senator Sarah Anthony says more policies could come. But she says this week's bills made sense as a starting point.
What people like to see is when we have concrete proposals that meet the needs of the people. And I think this bill package before us does that.
The bills were among the priorities the governor laid out in her State of the State address last month. I'm Colin Jackson.
The Michigan Supreme Court heard arguments on Wednesday that could help determine the future of a controversial pipeline that runs through the Straits of Mackinac. We have more from Rick Pluta.
A tribe and an environmental group want the state to do a fuller assessment of the risks posed by Enbridge's Line 5 to the Great Lakes. Riaz Kanji is an attorney with the environmental group For Love of Water. He says that assessment is long overdue.
If we're intent on getting every drop of oil and propane to where they currently go, industry studies show that can happen lots of other ways.
But Enbridge attorney John Birch says the question here is whether the existing pipeline will remain in the Straits as is or made safer by encasing it in a tunnel.
The people who are supposed to be protecting the environment are trying to stop the most pro-environment alternative to the existing pipeline.
The Supreme Court is expected to make its decision later this year. I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.
Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support this show and everything we do here, visit wgvunews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. Our Community Will Not Be Erased is the latest album from trumpet player and composer Jeremy Pelt. He's one of the finest contemporary masters of jazz, and WGVU's Scott Vanderwerf has this profile.
Our Community Will Not Be Erased. That's the new album from trumpeter Jeremy Pelt, one of his most culturally aware and musically astute projects yet, rooted in his reflections on his community's artistic legacy. The album balances heritage with a fresh modern outlook. Pelt's compositions move fluidly through straight-ahead neo-bop, spacious ballads, post-impressionist color, and tasteful electronics. Anchored by jazz legends Buster Williams on bass and Lenny White on drums, with longtime collaborator pianist Orrin Evans providing a modern harmonic foundation, the result is a vibrant contemporary statement from a trumpeter and composer continuing to expand his voice with purpose and personality. One of the original tracks is The March into Resilience.
Thank you.
The new album by trumpeter Jeremy Pelt, Our Community Will Not Be Erased. We heard the composition, The March Into Resilience. I'm Scott Vandeweghe.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Thursday, March 12, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Buehrling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan tomorrow. Thanks for listening.